It's Thoroughly Irish Wednesday, right up to the point when I played that song. That's not exactly traditionally Irish. Crew Generation featuring Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. We're live at Pleasure Island in Las Americas, the biggest pleasure park in the Canary Islands. From 2 o'clock this afternoon with Maggie Lennon and Nathan Swift and the whole Folger team there today. Bands born in from Ireland, including Big Jig, Sway, and all sorts of stuff. But no, we've had umpteen names from Ireland on the phone today. Patrick Kilty, Frank Carson. And now we talk to the king of quiz shows from Ireland. We talk to Roy Walker.
Hi, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Tenerife.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really, really fine, thank you.
Hey, I tell you what, I was watching on Challenge TV last night.
On E4, was it? Was it The Comedians or was it,
Catchphrase.
Phoenix Nights?
It was Catchphrase. It was Catchphrase, mate.
Right.
It was fantastic. Absolutely superb.
You had Frank Carson on?
This morning, yes.
Did he reverse the charges?
Yes, he did.
Now, listen, I want to quash any rumours out there in Tenerife. I'm not Frank Carson's love child, okay?
Roy Walker. You're doing a stand-up tour, aren't you?
Yes, I'm doing with Frank.
With Frank?
We're completely sold out the whole way through May right into June.
Really?
We're doing something like 42 theatres.
You're joking.
Yeah.
That's quite...
And Frank's 75 years of age and still going strong.
It's good.
He's unbelievable. And me only in my 40s.
It is unbelievable. 42 theatres?
Yes.
Blimey.
Yeah.
And it's sold out already?
Sold out.
That is unreal, Roy.
Yeah.
That is unreal. Catchphrase?
Yeah, very lucky. Thank you very much, whoever sent it to me.
It was good, wasn't it?
13 years.
Were you ever tempted? Because the two phrases I remember you saying on the television a lot were "say what you see."
Yeah.
And it's good, but it's not right.
Yeah.
Were you ever tempted to say, "I'm sorry, but that was absolutely naff"?
Yeah, absolute crap. You know, but you couldn't say that to them because it was, in those days, you felt like it every time. You felt like saying it every time. You know, get a life, come on. You know, you stewpot. But you confused them so they wouldn't be able to finish the game.
I didn't expect you to say that.
No.
Some of them were daft, though, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Some of them were unhelpable. You know, sometimes I used to drop my trousers just to try and... But they never even noticed. They were so boring contestants, you know. But the game, the whole game was very successful because of the graphics, I think, you know. Computers were coming in. Everybody was watching the graphics.
Mr. Dingbat.
Yeah, no, Mr. Chips.
Oh, that was his name, was it?
Yeah,
Dingbat was the game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was very funny. Very funny program.
Yeah, Mr. Chips was very good. Very good to me.
What are you doing to St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day is now. I'm up this morning. I've been to the gym and what have you. I'm doing a few radio broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going off for lunch, a couple of pints of Guinness. And tonight I'm working in Manchester at an Irish dinner.
Right.
So, and there's lots of Irish dancing and drinking and making merry.
That'd be good fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Roy, I won't keep you too much of your time because it's a busy day today.
That's okay.
Do me a favour and quickly wish everyone that's going to Pleasure Island in Las Americas today. It's a massive event for us. Just two very big Irish bands called Big Jigs and Sway. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They're going to be there today. It's going to be a massive day.
Yeah. Well, I've got loads of Irish friends in Tenerife and loads of English friends as well. Mm-hmm. And they all celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Last year I was in New York, mm-hmm. so this year I'm in England. But I wish everybody there a very, very happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope you have a fabulous time listening to these bands. Tenerife is one of my favourite places. I go there every year for my holiday.
Thank you very much, Roy. You're an absolute star. Happy St. Patrick's Day, mate.
And to you.
Take care.
And all your listeners. Bye.
Bye-bye.